we have been working in other cases with the British authorities. We've been working with jurisdictional authorities in other countries, especially Western Europe, North America. However, we do not know, and the Brits have not told us anything, so we can't speculate. But I want you to remember, under the British law, a suspect will not be named until he is charged. So we do not know for a fact. But I do know that we've done some work with the jurisdictional authorities in the UK, in France, in Switzerland, in the Netherlands, in Finland, in the United States, and other places.
But Hassan, your organization made referrals to the British government?
Unfortunately, at this point, I'm not prepared to make a comment on that. We have been working on some cases with the UK and other people, but unfortunately, I know how much people want to know this information. It is not our organization that made the arrest, so I cannot disclose anything with respect to that. We ourselves are awaiting comments from the Met Police in the UK. It will be inappropriate professionally for me to make any comment, either insinuating that or suggesting that.
Your pursuit for accountability for war criminals, do you find that it is gaining steam or it is losing steam?
Absolutely. In Liberia, it is gaining more steam. More and more Liberians are very much interested in seeing this come through. And our foreign partners as well, representatives of different European and American governments, I believe, are also getting more and more interested. The difficulty that we have is our government, specifically the legislature, which is tasked with the responsibility of making the laws and creating courts. So that's where I think our problems are right now.
Why do you suppose the legislature is dragging its feet?
Well, I don't know for a fact, but I do believe that there may be certain people who have some political interest in certain individuals who can command large group of people during election time. This is just a speculation.
Hassan, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, James.